Hey everyone, Saul Marquez here. Welcome back to the podcast. In this interview, I host Matt Troop, the clinical director for Abridge. We actually started off recording the episode virtually and then finished, but then I ran into Matt at HIMSS and we recorded again. So it was great because we got to pick up some insights and updates from HIMSS at the show floor in 2024 Orlando. So I think you'll enjoy it. It's a concise episode with some really interesting updates from Matt. So I hope you enjoy it and thanks for tuning in. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. I'm so pumped to be with you guys again. And today I have a guest. You guys probably have heard his voice. We've had him on the podcast actually as a guest and a host. His name is Matt Troop. He is director of clinical success at Abridge. Matt started his career as a physician assistant in inpatient neurology and neuro-oncology at North Shore University Health System in Evanston, Illinois. He then worked for 12 years as a physician assistant in hospital medicine at Ascension in Chicago before joining Abridge. Matt was the medical director of clinical products at Memora Health. He's got a deep expertise in clinical operations, product development, and clinician burnout. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, Saul, it's a pleasure to be back. I'm so pumped to be back in this chair now on the other side of things and you interviewing me. So this is wonderful.
Yeah, man, it's always fun. And it's a small world and the impact you guys are doing is incredible. So we'll definitely be touching on Abridge. But man, we're going to be together at HIMSS. I'm excited for what's to come in 2024. For the people that don't know you as well, help them understand what got you into the healthcare game.
Yeah, great question. So like most who have entered into the medical field growing up, just had this strong empathetic nature, wanted to help people wherever I could. And then when you mix that with a love of science and physiology, you naturally go into a career in medicine. And my path was to go to, I became a PA right after college, went to grad school, and then ended up in neuro-oncology, like you mentioned, and got my first experience with what it really means to spend time with a patient, to listen to their needs, what's going on in their life, especially at really strong inflection points where they're getting significant diagnoses or news that they just didn't expect to hear in their life, and get to be on that journey with them and be an empathetic clinician in their life. And then after that, went to hospital medicine, where I got to see a really incredible intersection of all kinds of different humans dealing with a variety of issues coming through the hospital, leaving the hospital, sometimes staying in the hospital, and sometimes not leaving the hospital. And the kind of intersection there of really where in the hospital setting, where healthcare and efficiencies and optimization really need to happen quite strongly. Otherwise, clinicians start to get overburdened and burnt out. And then that happened with me when COVID hit, working the hours that I had to work and undergoing a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and being on the front lines of that, started to see my own personal mental health start to suffer a bit because of it. And then at the same time, started to develop this love of technology and where technology can intersect with healthcare and start to change some of the current processes we have in place to really focus on what the clinician needs to have positive well-being and serve their patients well. And so that led to joining a healthcare startup for about a year and a half, getting to work on the patient engagement, patient interaction workflows, and then more recently joining Abridge. And Abridge being the opportunity to really affect what I believe is the most significant problem facing clinicians right now, which is burden and increased task load. And that's where I am now.
Love it. I love it, Matt. And appreciate you sharing that. You're doing it in an impactful way. And Abridge has gotten a lot of attention the last few months with the rise of AI, LLMs, and just the ability to do something about it that's scalable. So talk to us about Abridge and where you guys think the biggest value to the healthcare ecosystem lies.
Yeah, it's when you start to think about the applications for AI and you start to think about some of the most pressing issues facing clinicians right now, I think burden and burnout top that list. I think on average, we're seeing indicators that 63% of clinicians are reporting symptoms of burnout. Most clinicians now are spending 2 hours of their day documenting for every 1 hour of direct patient care. So it's consuming a lot of our lives. And for me personally, when I worked in hospital medicine, I had a 12-hour shift and half of that shift was spent in front of a computer. And that might be generous. It might be more than half. Probably 75% was spent in front of a computer doing documentation, trying to make sure that I'm doing everything to justify my ability to see patients and provide care. And so now with Abridge, it's starting to think about how do we use generative AI to reduce the clinician burden? And through optimizing the ways in which we think about clinical documentation, relieve some of that stress from clinicians. We just know that this is a significant issue. It's not just for PAs and NPs and MDs and DOs. It's nurses. It's social workers. It's most everybody that is interacting with patients in the healthcare system. So for us, looking at some of the low-hanging fruit, if you will, of where we can apply generative AI to help to start to offload some of that work from clinicians and allow them to better focus on the patients they have in front of them.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. Talk to us about some wins. What are you guys seeing out there? Early applications, early feedback?
Yeah, it's honestly unbelievable. When I first got a chance to see what Abridge was doing, I was, as with anybody, thinking about how generative AI can impact healthcare, maybe a bit skeptical and maybe reluctant. What's the checkpoints that are in place to prevent harm or prevent that we can honestly really trust what's happening when we generate notes using AI? The first time I saw what Abridge was doing was just completely blown away. And it's that realization, it's like that light bulb moment where you're like, this actually can change everything about how I work on a daily basis. And so I saw that firsthand, but then the results that we're seeing speak to that as well. We're seeing 2 to 3 hours saved in documentation work per day by a lot of the clinicians that use us. We get these love stories and anecdotes from providers who are saying that they've made it home in time for dinner and the first time in months or years, or actually said it might save their marriage. Like, because what's happening right now in the real world for clinicians is that you have to make a choice about, when am I going to complete this documentation? Am I going to do it in front of the patient and distract from that patient-provider interaction and that human connection? Am I going to save it till the end of the day and push my work into the evening and start to contribute to that pajama time that we all talk about now? Am I going to push it onto the weekends and then interfere with like my daily life that exists outside of being a clinician? So we're always having to make those choices, and you have to borrow that time from somewhere. But what Abridge now is able to do is not to remove that decision from your plate. We can actually help you complete the clinical documentation from the conversation that you have with the patient, provide that note for you in a matter of seconds for you to review, and then move on about your day. And with that, start to reinstill this passion for the communication that happens between a patient and their clinician. I often say that there's really a low learning curve to using Abridge. The product is so intuitive and most clinicians can use it right away. I think the learning curve is actually starting to understand how to re-engage with patients and not have to worry about clinical documentation. There was a clinician that said, I don't know what to do with my hands anymore because she's always typing when she's in front of her patients. And now you just get to focus on the conversation, spend the time counseling patients, telling them what to expect in the coming days, and offload some of that cognitive load of, I know I have a note to do. I know I'm going to be working into the night. I know I'm not going to be able to make my reservation for dinner because I got documentation building up.
I think that's great. And not having to make that choice is key. One thing that comes up a lot, Matt, is the data. Can you share with us a little bit more about the data set? Is it closed? Where is it sourced from? Because that's a thing that comes up a lot.
Yeah. And this is what I truly love about Abridge and the team that we have is we own the entire tech stack. We've been building these models over the years from the ground up. We are led by Zachary Lipton, who is a PhD professor from Carnegie Mellon. We have a full machine learning team of PhD scientists that are analyzing every aspect of our models. And it gives me confidence. It gives me the ability to project confidently and also for the clinicians that use it to feel confident in the fact that we control the models. We have full verification and auditability of what our models are producing. And in that way, we can say with confidence that what we're producing is verifiable. So for instance, like when we generate a note for a clinician, you can highlight any section of that note and it'll take you directly to the transcript for where we pulled that part of a conversation. If I'm talking about starting a patient on lisinopril for blood pressure, and I want the patient to check their blood pressure once a day, every day, and report back to me in 2 weeks, I can verbally say that, but in the note, it's gonna list that out as start lisinopril, measure blood pressure. But let's say I read that in my note that's generated by a bridge, and I'm like, I don't remember talking about that. That's got to be a hallucination. I can highlight that portion of the note, and I can see verified in the transcript that, oh yeah, I actually did talk about this. And that's had interesting outcomes, actually. I've heard from a few physicians recently that they'll have these long dialogues. One is a stroke neurologist who does these long stroke evals, and there's a lot of information passing back and forth from the clinician and the family to the physician, and got back to his office and couldn't remember if he had discussed a certain aspect of what was going on with the patient, but then saw it in the note and was like, how did this get in here? And then highlighted that section of the note and realized that it actually was discussed by a family member. And just in the chaos sometimes of what happens when we're evaluating patients, you don't remember. And that's human error that happens when we have very little mental reserve, when we're burnt out, when we have a million plates spinning in the air. And now a bridge is the supplemental tool. I like to say, I think it's a tool that's going to be as important as a stethoscope or a reflex hammer at some point, that helps you ensure that you're doing the best care possible by your patients.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So many opportunities to use it beyond saving time. Sure. That's super cool. So what about challenges? What have you found are early challenges in adoption and getting things going?
Yeah, well, clinician adoption is a challenge for, I think, all
anything
health tech, yeah. Right? Even the most savvy of us we're ingrained in our workflows. And I think clinicians start to feel a little bit of pride about their workflows. And certainly when you start to think about EHR templates, the templates that we build to try to optimize our workflows, but we can also get too ingrained and be resistant to change, especially if the technology you might have used in the past has failed you before, hasn't lived up to the billing or what you've heard from individuals. So for me, and in the role that I'm in at Abridge, along with the team that I work with, our whole focus is how do we get clinicians to adopt this and use it? Because personally, I believe so much in the product. We've seen such success with the product, but if no one uses it, it doesn't have the impact,
yeah, exactly.
Right? We know that this can impact clinician burden, reduce cognitive load, and provide satisfaction. And it can really impact every part of the quintuple aim. But if clinicians don't use it, that impact isn't realized, right? So it's the trust. I think when I just did an onboarding session today with a group of physicians, and for me, I'm inserting a lot of my own experience with being a clinician, using Abridge, how I think about generative AI and have turned the corner to very much trust what we're doing. But it's getting that buy-in from the clinicians we talk to from the top down, that where people might have been skeptical about generative AI, we now have a verifiable, auditable platform with Abridge that can allow you to use it and not have the concern about what's happening. I think that's the key. And then I think it's also just, yeah, it's at every intersection that I have with clinicians that are using Abridge is developing trust, listening, understanding where their pain points are, and then working closely with our team to optimize it as quickly as possible. And that's the benefit of also owning all of our technology, is we have the ability to optimize in real time.
That's great. No, thank you for those insights, Matt. And no question, Gen AI, large language models making a huge difference. What is it that, like, where do you see this going? Like, where do you see things 5 years from now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Love dreaming about the future. I think that's one of my favorite things is, and I probably get ahead of myself when I think about the intersection of tech and healthcare, is like, oh, this is cool, but think about what this could be in 5 years or 10 years or where this goes from here. First off, I think we continue to refine these types of ambient AI technologies as they are now, always focusing on how you even better help clinicians with documentation burden. And understanding, I think the research that we're doing right now at Abridge is understanding what this truly unlocks for clinicians when you reduce that cognitive load of having to do notes and clinical documentation all hours of the day. So what does that unlock in terms of like patient outcomes, clinician outcomes, all part, like I said, all parts of that quintuple aim, and really better understanding the impact that this has at scale. So I think that's primary, and we'll start to see that in the next months and years for certainly. Beyond that, though, you start to think about AI and our access to all the data that happens within a conversation. And it's not just about clinical documentation, which is key, but there's also things that we can extract from that conversation to help with coding. We can use insights from conversation to help make suggestions to clinicians about maybe some clinical decision support, right? As I'm engaging with a patient, again, optimizing the output of that conversation to help suggest things that I might not have thought about. I think there's also an opportunity here to use generative AI in conversation to extract biomarkers, like our clinicians who are talking in some way, right?
Depression.
More at risk of depression or burnout. Are patients more at risk for something based on how they're talking? I don't think there's any question that at the start of a 12-hour shift and at the end of a 12-hour shift and somewhere in between probably, I talk differently to patients. When there's very little mental reserve left, you're more apt to make mistakes. You have less patience for your patients, right? You have less ability to empathize with your patients. We want to restore all of that and give that back to clinicians, but I also think there's a future in which we're better able to analyze that and use that data to even promote better wellness within not only clinicians, but patients as well.
That's great. Love the vision. Not only saving time with notes, but rev cycle, biomarkers, sky's the limit here. Just getting this execution up front is critical. Matt, this has been fantastic. I always love connecting with you. What closing thought would you leave our listeners with as we wrap today? And where's the best place they could get in touch with you and the Abridge team?
Yeah, awesome. We'll be at HIMSS next week. So please come and find me if you're there. I'm always excited to chat with folks about technology, where they're at with implementing new technologies, and always happy to talk more about Abridge. I think the lasting thought here, especially for clinicians who are listening or those folks who are trying to figure out best practices to instill around solving for provider burnout, is not solely dependent on resiliency. You can't just tell an individual just to work harder, find ways to, it's not their an individual problem, it's a systemic problem. And there are things in place that are causing a significant burnout that technology has the opportunity to mitigate. And I think what we see right now with generative AI applications for clinical documentation, exactly what Abridge is doing, is the right technology at the right time. The ability to provide a tool that can offload that burden and really allow clinicians to focus again on that human connection. And for me, this is full circle. I mentioned at the beginning of this call that I got into healthcare to provide, to be an empathetic voice and provide human connection to patients and then put them on the best course for health. When I'm burdened, when I'm burnt out, when I don't have mental reserve, I start to sacrifice that. And the clinicians across the country can tell the same story. So for right now, what we need to focus on is giving clinicians back that ability to be a clinician once again and remove a lot of this burden and documentation and paperwork off their plates.
Amazing, Matt. Look, I'm all in on that. Excited to see you and the team at HIMSS as well. And man, for everybody listening, make sure you check out the show notes for the best ways to get in touch with Matt. I'll get those from you and plug them in there.
All right. And that is it for the virtual interview. And here we go. Transition to HIMSS 2024 in Orlando. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket here at HIMSS 2024. Last week, I recorded a podcast with Matt Troop. And Matt, so great to see you. I'm like we had to do a podcast on the spot. So thank you for doing this.
Yeah, Saul, good to meet you live and in person. This is such a treat for me.
The best. It's a treat for me too. What insight has risen to the top that sticks out for you? And then let's put it in the context of new things that you guys have going on.
Burnout is a hot topic right now. I think you're hearing about it everywhere at HIMSS. We know it's a significant issue nationwide right now for clinicians, for nurses, for really any clinical staff in a hospital system right now. And what we need to do is understand where can we actually make real impact? And what we're finding at Abridge is that the use of generative AI can really unlock opportunities that we haven't really seen in the past before. It's so interesting to me. We had a client just yesterday, a partner of ours, go live with our Abridge product. And on day one, the wellness officer at our partner posted on LinkedIn about the success she's already seen, the feedback she's already gotten, the love story she's hearing from her clinicians, that this is already changing the way that they practice on day one. Wow. So the impact is there. Now what we have to unlock and what we're hearing a lot about at HIMSS is how do you scale that impact? And what does it mean to take a product from an individual and scale it across an entire health system? And at Abridge, that's what we're focused on. Personally, that's what I'm focused on. Because to see all that downstream impact, you really have to get clinicians using it all the time. Reduce the burden of entry, the barrier to entry, and the burden to use a product is as low as possible. And once you decrease that friction, let the clinicians just have a tool built for them.
I love it. And so ultimately, it's about using it. And so what have been your findings early on? What are best practices to help with that?
Yeah, it's honestly convincing a clinician just to try it. As a clinician myself, I've been at times reluctant to try new technology. You never quite know, is this going to be worth it? Am I willing to give this a try and change my current workflows I've been using for years, my normal routine, to see if technology can really improve how I work? And so if we can get clinicians to just try this type of technology and see that immediate impact, then we can continue that flywheel of, I can start to use this on every patient. And if I use this on every patient, I start to decrease the time spent documenting. If I decrease the time spent documenting, my mental reserve increases and my cognitive load decreases and I get home for dinner in time. And we have clinicians say now they can think about practicing more years than they thought about before because this technology exists. So it's getting them to try it for that first time and then helping them understand the impact that this has if they start to use it over and over again.
That's great, Matt. What are some of the common questions that you guys get from clinicians about the technology, whether it's security or just top things that come up?
Yeah, it's a good question. All of us have probably tried generative AI products. We understand that there's limitations and there's always been a concern about hallucinations or exactly what's going on in the background when we use these products. But what we've designed and what I think was a game changer for me when I first used Abridge was our ability to see linked evidence for where all the documentation comes from in the note. So when a note's generated by Abridge, you can highlight any section of that note and it takes you into the transcript to exactly where that information was pulled out from. And also where in the audio accordion it was pulled out from as well. So if I'm a clinician for the first time and I'm skeptical about just how much I can trust generative AI, Abridge is changing the narrative here with a technology that is fully auditable. You can fully verify exactly where that information is coming from. And we can change the minds of how much we can start to trust this technology. And again, so like what I said before, once you do that and you make that mental switch, you can start to understand how this can impact your life, really.
Yeah, and I really like this idea of a clear box that you can reference and validate.
Yeah.
And it's easy, right? Like it's easy to validate.
Yeah, it's easy to validate. And not only that is at Abridge, feedback is oxygen for us. We take every piece of feedback to heart. It informs every piece of a part of the roadmap that we do. And so we're always improving. And today it's very good. Tomorrow it'll be better. By next Monday, it's going to be even better. Because that feedback loop is so critical to earning the trust of clinicians that we're in this together. As a clinician, I use this and I want to continue to see it get better for my own use and the patients that I work with. And for the partners that we work with, the same story applies.
I love that, Matt. And folks, let's think about that, what Matt just said. Feedback is oxygen. Are you thinking about that for your business, your practice? I think that's a very healthy way to look at it, for sure. Matt, ease of use, integration into existing environments. I understand you guys have this thing called a Bridge Inside. You want to unpack that for us?
Yeah, thanks, Saul. This is an exciting opportunity for us at HIMSS 2024 is our debut of a Bridge Inside. If you swing by the booth while you were here, you got to see a demo of what that looks like. And for us, what that means is we are fully embedded now within the Epic ecosystem. So for me, when I practice in the hospital I practice in has Epic, I use an app called Haiku. It's Epic's mobile app. And now a Bridge can be directly embedded within Haiku. And so as I'm going to see my patients in the clinic or rounding in the hospital, I can open up Haiku, I can select a Bridge, and I can record directly within Epic's Haiku app. And then as soon as I'm done recording, within 30 seconds, that note generates right within Epic, and it's there for me to review. It's been honestly a game changer for me as a user of Epic for 15 years to think how this changes my workflow. Also, for those who have used a Bridge before, now to think about how this even further streamlines their workflow, that in the place that they operate every day within Epic, now exists this incredibly powerful tool right at their fingertips, and they never have to leave that ecosystem. It's been fun to demo. We had a huge group yesterday that was incredibly excited about what this means for streamlining clinician workflows. And back to what I said earlier, for adoption at scale, the key thing here is reducing that barrier of entry and reducing friction as far as possible, because the impact is there. You just got to use it.
Totally. I love that. Hey, and a quick question on the input mechanism. What are they speaking into? What are the clinicians speaking into?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right now within a Bridge Inside, a Bridge is directly in Haiku. So for your mobile phone, you can record directly through your mobile phone. So for me, my phone goes everywhere with me when I'm rounding on patients or seeing them in the clinic. So I just pull out my phone, open Haiku, press record, and it all lives within that ecosystem. We can also record directly within a web browser or within soon to be Epic itself. So
you don't need any additional recording tools?
No, not at present. We have a standalone app as well for those that don't have Epic or for those that are not quite a Bridge Inside of Epic quite yet. But it's mobile based right now. It's also going to be via our web recording and also can be embedded within the EHR.
Outstanding. Definitely exciting. I'll have to stop by the booth.
Yes.
To get a demo. Yes. I'd love to see that. And Matt, as we close our chat today, what call to action would you leave to all of our viewers and our listeners? And what's the best place they could reach out?
Yeah. There's some bias here. I am a clinician myself. And when I think about technology and I evaluate what's going on at HIMSS, I'm always thinking about the end user. And the end user, in most cases, is a clinician and the patient. And that patient-clinician interaction is what we need to preserve so that we can rebuild that human connection that so many clinicians want to have with their patients and so many patients that enter into a clinic desperately want to have with the person that's providing them care. And so we need to protect that and use tools and use generative AI and use other technology to reestablish that connection, reestablish empathy between a patient and their provider and protect that connection. I'd also say that the immediate impact and measuring impact is going to be more important than it ever before. I think last year we heard a lot about hype in generative AI, and now people are asking, what is the data that reflects the impact that we're talking about? So at a Bridge, we are doing extenuous research. We have case studies and research opportunities in the pipeline right now that are very exciting. And that's going to be the key that gets people on board to understand that generative AI is here. It has impact, and clinicians are ready for a tool that gives them some of their autonomy back.
Love it, Matt. Appreciate that call to action. I appreciate the perspective. And for everybody listening and viewing, thanks for tuning in. Here, we're at HIMSS 2024. In the show notes, you'll find ways to get in touch with Matt and the Abridge team to learn more about the amazing work they're doing to make clinicians' lives better and work more enjoyable. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Awesome, Saul. I appreciate it.